on a very nice summer day, not too hot. We have some exciting golf going on at the Park Ridge Country Club, the Women's Western Amateur, and I'm here with Kevin Buggy, who's been a part of the Park Ridge Country Club for 20 years. And Kevin, I'm sure it's great pride for the club to be able to host such a prestigious National Women's Amateur Championship.
Yeah, we're really excited to have the Women's Western Am here. This is the 121st playing of this event. So, yeah, we're really proud of the club to host it. We were able to host the Western Junior Boys event back in 2017, and the club really responded great to it. Our membership really got behind it, volunteers and stuff like that. So to have to be able to bring a women's event here is really special. The last time we've hosted a WWGA event was the Women's Western Open in 1944, which Babe Cesarius won. So it's been a long time coming, but we're really happy to have the event here, and it's been a great week so far.
Any chance that a WWGA event might get back a little quicker next time?
Well, we definitely won't wait the 75 to 80 plus years to have another one, for sure. And again, our membership has fully supported this, our board and the club, and had great volunteer support from our members this week, and a pretty good crowd out so far watching the young ladies play. So for sure we'll have another one sooner than that.
What have you seen when you've been out on the golf course of watching these young ladies play? And obviously, you know, sometimes the winner or some of the ones that do a little better, the next thing you know, some years down the road, they're on the LPGA Tour.
Yeah, and that would be great. We really do have one of the strongest fields that they've had so far in this event, and it really is the top amateur college golfers, you know, across the country and the world. Actually, the stats are we're represented by 16 different countries and 30 different states this week. And I'm lucky enough to play a practice round with a couple of the girls on Sunday and walk a few of the matches so far this week. And I've seen a lot of good golf. The girls can really move the ball out there, putt well up and down. They're, you know, the best at what they do, you know, when they do it. And it's been a really pleasure to watch it.
Tell us a little bit about Park Ridge Country Club. Being a private club, everybody doesn't always get to see it, but tell us a little bit about this golf course, because it looks fantastic, and I know you recently underwent some restoration work.
Yeah, we did. Thanks. Yeah, so Park Ridge has been around since 1906, but it's kind of your quintessential neighborhood club here in Park Ridge. Most of our members live within a couple miles of the place. Very active membership, but the golf course is your pretty straightforward parkland golf course. Told most of the girls that asked me for advice to avoid the trees and avoid the fairway bunkers, and then you just kind of see what you get. But it's a good test of golf, and we're happy they're here. Yeah, so last summer in spring during COVID, we renovated all the bunkers, put in some new sand, and then had architect Greg Martin come in and just do a little touch-up, you know, kind of putting a fresh coat of paint on your walls and move some bunkers around and change things. Just kind of really spruced it up and modernized it a little bit. So we're really happy the way it came out. I think the girls are getting a good test of golf this week.
What would be the biggest change under Greg Martin's work? Would it be the bunkers, the greens? You know, sometimes they say it's tees, trees, and maybe restoring some lost green size. Or these days, what's happening at a lot of the older clubs is it seems like they're moving in the white tour angle sand.
So we did put in the white tour angle sand, which is great, and it's really a pleasure to play out of. But it was mainly a bunker renovation. Greg added some more of our chipping areas, took out some bunkers and around the greens, which adds a little bit more variety and stuff like that. But the true nature of the course really hasn't changed much. Like I said, we just kind of need a little freshen up and make sure the bunkers were really playable and bring a little bit of some of the old design aspects back to where it was. So the course is in great shape. Our superintendent's done a wonderful job, and you know, we're really excited to watch these girls play on a course that's in good shape. So really happy.
Yeah, sometimes when you have a parkland course and you got a fair amount of trees, some of them come out for a variety of different reasons. You know, whether it's they've been damaged in storms, or the bugs have gotten in them, or something like that, or it's just a safety factor, or sometimes it's even about adding yardage. Did you take out any trees? Did you add any length to the golf course?
We actually added some length back in 2017 when we prepared for the boys for the Western Junior Championship, and we definitely have taken out some trees and maybe redid a few of the tee complexes to kind of do some shared tee complexes, and that added a little bit of yards, but we're pretty landlocked. As you can imagine, a neighborhood place that's you know, over 115 years old. There's not much room for expansion. So I think we're maybe 110 acres for this whole entire property. So we kind of are what we are at this point, and not going to change the character of the course too much at, you know, at this point. But a little bit of yardage was added.
Can you expand a little bit on how the WWGA has sort of incorporated more in recent years with the Western Golf Association, and you're working together again as partners and maybe trying to elevate the women's championships a little bit more?
Yeah, thanks. That's a good question, Rory. Yeah, so about 3 or 4 years ago, we kind of went to the WWGA and said, you know, we'd really like to, you know, be part of your latest championships. I think it was a great way for the WGA to add some, you know, great historical prestigious events to our portfolio. So we are teaming up with the WWGA. And I think, you know, what we want to do is bring our experience in from the WGA and the years that we've been running tournaments and just add to what they've done such a great job with. And if that's to make the field a little bit stronger and add some touches around the tournament with starters or other things, just to bring the level of prestige to this event up where we think it should be, right up there with the US amateurs and things like that. So it's been a great partnership. You know, we partner with them with the two events, the Western Junior, Western Am, and we also partner with them a little bit. You know, they have a scholarship like we do, and we have joint Evans Scholars with them as well. So it's really kind of a good fit, a good partnership with us, and we've taken their leadership and put them on our board at the WGA. So it's really been good. So it's been great to partner the golf tournament-wise, but the two organizations as a whole have been working together for a while.
Tell us a little bit about your current role with the Western Golf Association and what it's been like to have to, you know, keep things going with the WGA as everybody works through pandemic times, which hopefully finally we're getting a little close to coming out of.
We are close again coming out of, so I'm currently the chairman of the Western Golf Association and Evans Scholars Foundation, and this is my second year doing it, and the first year was I was the COVID chairman, as they say, and it was tough, but we have such great supporters of the organization from the golf side and even from the Evans Scholarship side that, you know, we just made sure that all of our scholars were safe last year, got home safely, and we're doing well. And then as far as the tournaments went last summer, we only had to cancel two of them. It was the Western Junior and the Women's Western Junior. Otherwise, we, you know, got to have our events in limited fashion. And the BMW at Olympia Fields had a wonderful finish and did really well on TV. So we are happy about that. But it's great to be back this summer, full events with spectators, and for me to be able to go out and visit with our directors in other states and help raise more money for the Evans Scholarship. It's been good. We feel like we're close to getting back to normal again.
And you must be very excited about next week, the Western Amateur coming just down the street a couple miles away to one of the great historic clubs in golf.
Yeah, for sure. The men's Western Am, again, we believe is right up there with the US Amateur. Just a wonderful event, and I've been involved, lucky enough to volunteer with that for over 10 years now, and seen the likes of Colin Morikawa and Jordan Spieth and Patrick Cantlay and Cole Hammer and Pearson Cootie, our current reigning champion, just amazing golfers that have gone on to do great things on the PGA Tour. So we're really excited to see that next group of future stars next week at the Grandview Club.
And finally, this event, I know the Women's Western events, so next year you go back to Prestwick with the juniors where you were last year and you had a great championship. And where does this championship go next year in 22?
This championship next year goes to Sunset Ridge Country Club. We're really excited about that. Sunset actually hosted the Men's Am a few years back, I think in 2018. The Cole Hammer won, young boy from Texas. So they're going to host the women's next year, and I think that'll be a great venue as well.